From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Monday, it was 10,000 people estimated dead after a devastating cyclone in Myanmar. Now, the top U.S. diplomat in Myanmar says more than 100,000 may have died. Sherry Villarosa called the situation there increasingly horrendous, and she said Myanmar's military rulers are making it difficult for disaster experts to get into the country.
John Holmes, the UN's emergency relief coordinator, said his team is being allowed in slowly, not as fast as needed. NPR's Michael Sullivan is keeping track of the relief efforts from Bangkok, Thailand.
Assessment teams from foreign aid groups operating in-country have now reached some of the more remote and hardest-hit areas in Myanmar's Irrawaddy Delta, which bore the brunt of Saturday's storm.
In many of these townships, they're seeing 90 to 95% complete and total devastation, not a single building standing.
Ned Olney heads the emergency response effort for Save the Children.
Of the million that are displaced, we are estimating that over 40% of those are children. At least 50% of those children are malnourished. And when you have malnourished children who don't have access to clean water and they do not have shelter, you really have an explosive combination of factors that could really increase the morbidity amongst that population.
Clean water, temporary shelter, and food are now starting to reach some of these areas, but access to many more remains limited. Roads and bridges washed out and boats in short supply. Tony Banbury is Asia Director for the World Food Program.
With every hour, every day, more food, more relief supplies are reaching the survivors. But the logistics challenges of getting it to them are dramatic, can't be underestimated, and this response really requires a major effort by the World Food Program and the international community.
Banbury says this catastrophe is not yet comparable to the destruction and loss of life caused by the December 2004 tsunami. But he says there are parallels.
The death toll keeps rising dramatically, very fast. It went from 400 to 4,000 to 20,000 to 40,000, and it's still growing, and we don't know where it's going to stop. So we're very concerned about the number of people who have been killed, but of course, much more concerned right now about the number of survivors who need urgent assistance.
Relief supplies stockpiled in Myanmar before the storm are now being depleted quickly, increasing the need for more aid and more people to dispense it from abroad. Some aid flights are now starting to get in, but many aid agencies, including WFP and Save the Children, are still waiting for visas from Myanmar's military-led government.
It's a deplorable situation, but it's understandable on their part. I mean, let's not lose sight of the fact that these are pretty brutal, paranoid, and xenophobic military leaders.
David Matheson follows Myanmar and its military for Human Rights Watch. He says this situation comes at a particularly sensitive time for Myanmar's military leaders as they prepare for a referendum on a new constitution that Human Rights Watch and Burmese opposition groups call a sham designed to legitimize the military's decades-long grip on power.
They really are caught in a bind here because, on the one hand, there probably is a genuine desire amongst some of the leadership to let foreigners come in and help out. But on the other hand, the more paranoid ones just think, no, this is a crucial time. We don't want this to happen. And we will look bad if we let large numbers of foreigners come in and help.
But the WFP's Tony Banbury says that's exactly what needs to happen.
It must happen. It must happen because there are so many victims who need that assistance now, and the extent of the devastation exceeds the capacity that exists in the country now.
Human Rights Watch's David Matheson hopes the military leadership does the right thing, but he isn't convinced they will. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.